people say, yes, okay, but it should only be a byproduct of holiness, that happiness is only okay when you pursue holiness, and then you wake up and you find yourself happy. But I think that that kind of misses the point, because if happiness and holiness are really, truly two sides of the same coin, two callings of God for our life, that we are to delight ourselves in the Lord. We're not just commanded to be holy in the Lord. We are commanded to rejoice in the Lord. And it's repeated, and as if we're not going to get it the first time. And Paul says, again, I say rejoice in Philippians 4. Almost like, well, did you get that message? I'm going to repeat it. And again, when you're commanded to delight yourself in the Lord, you're not being commanded to check off the box, do your duty, do the holy thing. You're commanded to have a heart that just delights in God. So it's not merely a byproduct. It's a direct command. Holiness and happiness go together. I think in one sense, happiness is a byproduct of holiness in the same sense that holiness is a byproduct of happiness. When you're finding happiness in God, you will live a holy life. When you're finding true holiness, you'll live a happy life. But our problem is we get, just like some people get into false happiness, which is happiness in sin, the passing pleasures of sin. Other people get into false holiness. That's what the Pharisees did. Was their holiness true, God-honoring holiness? No. It was self-righteousness. It was check off the box, holiness by the numbers, and it didn't bring them joy and delight in God, and therefore was not true holiness.